Yo, what up, Ever?
Hey, and how you doing, man?
I'm all right, man. What's popping, bro? It's been a minute, man. We went on
I
vacation
know,
again.
man. I know we all been, right? Well, hey, man, it's the time to travel, man. Why not, you know?
It is, man. Work is slow, so might as well.
Yeah, man, it is.
Anyways, oh, happy birthday!
Thank you, man.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank
How are you now? 32, 33,
34.
34.
Yeah, dude.
Damn, you're 3 years old. Oh, it's your brother's a year older than me, right?
Yeah, he's 32. Yeah.
Okay. I keep forgetting you're older than him.
Yeah.
Some I feel like you guys, I know you're older than him. I just keep forgetting how much of an age difference.
Oh,
I
yeah.
keep
Or like
thinking
only
you,
a year and change, or like 11 months or 12 months.
12 months is 2 years ever.
Yeah, I know. We're back to back.
Back to back, man. Anyways, we got some bad news. Let's start off with the bad news first.
Okay.
Roxanne, from NXT, Roxanne Perez, right? That's her last name.
Yeah, Roxanne Perez, yeah.
She collapsed last night. She fainted. No update of what happened. There's some people saying that's a work, and then there's some people that's saying that's not a work. Me personally, the reason why I think it's not a work because Fox News or Fox Sports announced it on their website. So now I'm thinking, oh, this is not a work. This really did happen.
Yeah.
Do
Well,
you
I
know
think
it?
I don't know because I saw the footage. I don't know, you did some reffing before, right? I never
Yeah.
noticed an X. Usually if it's like a real thing, they X it.
That's why I thought it was a
It's
work too.
like they usually do that. You see them like literally like in the air like that.
The
And I see
X,
none of
yeah.
that.
The
I don't know if they did it
X.
like slightly or we didn't see it off camera, but usually they put it right up there, like up in the, you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah. To be fair, these are NXT for ref. And two, I don't know. It could go either way. It really depends if somebody has ever been. I've seen people pass out in front of me, not re as a referee, but just in life. So I know how to react to it. Do I know what to do? No, but I know how to react to it. So maybe those refs were just like, they saw her. Because did you see how her eyes were gone? Her eyes rolled back. If you look at the footage, her eyes just went like she was gone
Yeah.
and she fell. So imagine the ref's point of view of not being told of what's going on, and you see her just boom, you're gonna freak out. So I'm not blaming the ref, but yes, the ref made me felt like, oh damn, oh it's a work. Sorry, it's a work. But then Booker T got up, I was like, okay. And then Shawn Michaels came out, okay. And I was like, okay, it could go either way. You know, hopefully she's okay. And then the girl that she wrestled with, I forgot her name, she started crying. And I'm like, that's real. That's real. So I was like, all right. And then once again, for me personally, for me to be like 100%, I was like, Fox Sports or Fox News reported it. And I'm like, oh, this is legit now. So hopefully she's okay. Hopefully she just got winded and, you know, nothing's too serious.
Yeah. Okay.
So Roxanne Perez. For we wish you for a speedy recovery. Get well soon. But like I said, hopefully it's nothing too serious. Hopefully it's just she just got winded and just passed it out. Maybe she needs some, you know, stay hydrated or something. So
Especially the training that she not Mako Sakamoto, that's her name. Her opponent, she's a legend. She's been like she trained like a lot of people, like a
Is
lot of people you
she?
see today. She's been around for like 20 plus years or
Oh
something.
wow, that
Yeah,
long.
she's been wrestling since she was like 17, 18 or something like that in
Years
Japan.
old?
Yeah,
Oh
she's in
wow.
her 40s or 50s now.
Oh wow.
She's been wrestling a long time.
Man. Well, moving on. Jey Uso finally showed his true colors. He never left, but he made it seem like he left the group. He's still the one. He's still part of the bloodline. He attacks Sami Zayn. He sh well, first he showed that he was going to be in T Sami Zayn's side, and he attacked him. They super kicked him. My only problem was, why did it happen on Raw, and why didn't it happen in front of Roman Reigns? That's the only weird part. You know, it could have been, you know what it could have, they could have done? They could have built up to a tag team match. They could have had Roman Reigns and Jey Uso or Jimmy Uso face Sami Zayn and his a mystery partner. Jey Uso comes out, but attacks them before the match and then throws them in, ring the bell, boom, Superman punch, spear, whatever, get the 1-2-3 over Sami Zayn. So, and then that builds up for Kevin Owens to team up with Sami Zayn leading up to WrestleMania. Do you think there's rumors that the tag team championship is going to be the main event, one of the main events, the Usos versus Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens? Do you think it should be the main event for WrestleMania?
I think it is just because of the way the storyline progressed. I
Right.
think it's important because obviously that's what you want. You want the main event to be like, this is like all the work we've done for this story. And
Yeah.
you want it to culminate as a main event. You don't want it to be like the middle of the card. I'm like, you did all
No.
this work for whatever, since when? Since the summer of last year
Yeah.
to
And
now,
plus,
and you want to just put it in the middle of the card? You
yeah.
know, if it's like main event, you have Kevin Owens, you have Sami Zayn, you have the Usos. I would go definitely for Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn to end that whatever, how many days did they streak? Like
I don't know.
eight.
I don't remember. I know one of the tag team is like over the 300 days.
Yeah.
I don't know about the other one.
But the only way this match should end because of the story is a main event. Like that's the only way. Like otherwise, just like why did you do all this work? You know?
Me personally, yeah, it has to either be the main event or it has to be the opening match. It should not be in the middle of the card.
No.
Opening match, give them 30 minutes, yes, or the main event,
Yeah.
because it's a great opening match for WrestleMania, and it's a great closer.
Yeah. And
And
I feel like Jay had experience with his brother before. Remember when he had a storyline against Roman Reigns and how,
right.
like, pretty much Roman Reigns was tortured like Jimmy Uso? And it was, I think it's kind of like that kind of story. Like, well, from the last time, if I betray my cousin, Roman, he's gonna go after my brother, so I'm gonna just protect my brother the whole time instead of like, you know what I mean? He doesn't really want to be with Roman Reigns, but just to protect his brother Jimmy. And Jimmy doesn't know any better. He's just like the guy that, you know, he's like, okay, I'll defend my cousin, but that's what I think too. Like Jay attacked Sammy to protect his brother Jimmy.
Okay.
That's gonna
But
be a
once it,
story too.
but once again, you would think it would happen in front of Roman Reigns. I
Yeah.
feel that's the only best call they did.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I feel the Usos versus Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn should definitely be the tag team champions. And also it gives one, there will be the first ever tag team to main event a pay-per-view. Or not pay-per-view. Would it be
No.
pay-per-view?
Well, I don't know. I
Not
think there was other
D
people before that too.
maybe
No.
DX. I think
No, the
they
TLC match was a tag team championship match. Remember, that was the main event.
how long ago was which one?
I think the triple threat one with the Hardys, Dudleys.
No, that didn't close the
That
show.
was the main event. No.
No.
All three of them? Neither of them? Wow.
No.
Wow. I thought I would.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I could be wrong.
It's been a while
But
then, so.
regardless, it's been a while. Two, definitely the first tag team, actual tag team wrestlers that main event WrestleMania. Because
Yeah.
obviously the first ever WrestleMania was a tag team match, but nobody was an actual official team. They just joined forces.
Yeah.
So yeah. Now the question is, who should win? Should the Usos continue this whole tag team reign, or should Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn? It'll be a nice moment for Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn for the storyline. But then the thing is, if they become tag team champions, where did they go from here? You know, I'm okay with the fact of them dropping the belt back to the Usos, the next pay-per-view, WrestleMania Backlash. But at the same time, I feel like the Usos should just retain the titles. So, and then the other thing why I'm okay with them main eventing WrestleMania is because Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn never won tag team titles in the WWE.
Yeah, PWG and Ring of Honor, I
Ring of
think,
Honor,
and some other small promotions, but
yeah,
yeah, never WWE, so that'd be kind of cool.
for sure.
Those who know, know.
Oh, and then this will be the second time they teamed up at WrestleMania too, because the first time they teamed up, they faced Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon.
Okay.
So now, the match that everybody is complaining about, Brock Lesnar versus Omos. Thoughts on that?
I don't know, man. People were mad about that one. I mean, I think they said that Brock Lesnar's contract is up, so this is a way to put over almost. But initially, it was going to be Bray Wyatt versus Brock Lesnar, but Brock Lesnar,
Turned it
according to
down.
reports, turned it down. So it's kind of like we're all disappointed, but Brock Lesnar is he's he. I think in his contract, he says if I don't want to do a match, I don't have to.
Right.
Like, you know what? I have to do a match, but I'll just do it to this guy and then leave, you know, retire or go to back to NFC or whatever, you know. They might want him in AEW, I think. That's what I hear. But I'm disappointed in it, but it does make sense that you want Brock Lesnar to face a big man. And I am disappointed it's not Bray Wyatt. That'd be kind of a crazy match. I think it'd
Would
be a
it
squash
though?
match though. No, it'd be kind of a squash match though.
Yeah, I don't
And you would
think.
squash Bray
Yeah.
Wyatt. I don't want to do that already. I mean, at least if Brock Lesnar squashes almost, it makes almost look, you know, he human, and it makes Brock Lesnar really, really strong, you know, because he'd be destroyed as big dude, you know what, 300 pounds or whatever. So
Right.
it's kind of like it's good for the wrestlers, but for us, we're gonna be like, oh, this is gonna be like just, you know, these guys trying to take each other down, you know. So I
Man.
don't know. I feel like it's gonna just that like Hoss match, you know, that big match, but you're gonna know how it's gonna end, you know.
If I was gonna have Brock Lesnar versus Bray Wyatt, the buildup would have started at the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, it's too like quick. Like, you know what? Let's just have a match tomorrow, whatever.
It was just like no buildup. And then MVP is the one that went out to Brock Lesnar, say face Omos. And Omos is 7 feet tall. Who does not want to see Brock Lesnar lift him up over his shoulder and give him an F5? Like, what? You guys are telling me like that match sucks? Like, oh my gosh, I can't believe they're booking this match. People are mad, but oh, this is a Vince McMahon match. It's like, first of all, one, imagine if you were a kid, or imagine a kid now seeing, oh my gosh, Brock Lesnar's gonna face Omos. Like, that's, oh my gosh, that's crazy to them. For us, I understand, but it's like, what? It's gonna be 5 minutes. Half of the people who are gonna be the half of the people who are complaining are just gonna go use the bathroom anyways.
I might too.
But you're not complaining about it.
No,
I mean,
no.
you're giving your why you're explaining to yourself right here why you don't want to see it, but you're not going on like, oh, blah, 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 this is Vince McMahon's booking, blah blah blah. I'm done with WWE. You're not doing all that. The ones who are
Yeah.
gonna just go use the bathroom is just like, shut up, man. Same thing with
Yeah.
every woman's match. Oh, bathroom break, bathroom break. Do the same thing for this. Just shut up.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not expecting, for me, I'm not saying this is gonna be a great match. No, I want to see Brock Lesnar give him an F5. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all I want. Cool. You know, and then also I want to see if Brock Lesnar is gonna make Omos look strong. That's the other thing too. Or is he gonna make him look like a little, you know, what
Yeah.
he did to Dean Ambrose? You know,
Just
he
go
made
in there and
it,
F5 them.
just he buried Dean Ambrose at WrestleMania, but that wasn't his choice. That was because Dean Ambrose was being a punk. You know, he was
Yeah.
being difficult. Paul Heyman went up to him, what do you want to do? He said, whatever. And Brock Lesnar just said, all right, well, I'll see you in the ring. Bye. You know,
Wow.
yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. Is Brock Lesnar going to do the same thing for Omos? What do you want to do? Or is he going to say, you know, is he going to tell him, or is he going to just be whatever and then have Brock Lesnar just German suplex him for 20 minutes?
That'd be crazy.
So,
Like, bro, he's killing him in the ring.
yeah. Brock Lesnar is not difficult. Apparently, Brock Lesnar is not difficult to work with. He'll work with you. But if you go up to, he comes up to you and says, what do you want to do? And you say, whatever. Okay, he's going to do whatever. He did it to Dean Ambrose. He did it to The Undertaker. He did it to Braun Strowman, you know. So Don't say whatever to him.
True.
So, oh man. Now, Seth freaking Rollins and Logan Paul, man. Ah, man. I really thought, I was really hoping that it would be a mixed tag team match, but whatever. Seth freaking Rollins versus Logan Paul. Honestly, I don't have much to say. I don't like the story. The build up is because Logan Paul eliminated Seth freaking Rollins. Seth freaking Rollins is the one who's been doing the trash talking, saying that he doesn't like Logan Paul because he has a WWE contract, but he's not a WWE superstar. I mean, he is a WWE superstar, but he's not a wrestler.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't become a wrestler. He didn't start off as a wrestler to become a WWE superstar. He was just, oh, I have 20 million followers and here's a WWE contract.
Yeah.
You know, and he's
It's like the
given. No, go ahead.
two paths. Like Rome, Seth Rollins started from the indies, worked his way up, all the
Right.
way through the in, you know, independence and Derby, then Logan Paul was famous on was it Vine, was it YouTube,
Vine. Vine.
Vine,
Yep.
and then he just got a contract. So it's kind of like a story of like the guy that worked his way through, the guy that got you know, the guy that worked his way through everything, and the guy that just got everything handed to him. You know, it's kind of like that rich poor thing,
Right.
but obviously they both look rich. But it's like the rich man thing, like, oh, I started from nothing and you just got everything handed to you, kind of story, you know.
Because of your followers, not because of your hard work or anything.
Not because you did 20 years in the indies or whatever,
Right.
you know. Just in WWE, I think he did like 10 years already. That's minus the indies, you know.
Yeah,
That's
that's true.
crazy. Since 2005 or six or something, he's been wrestling. No, before that.
Possibly, but he got signed by WWE in 2010. But he's obviously he started off at the FCW, and then FCW became NXT. So,
So it's
and
kind of
then
that kind of storyline. So I like it because it's kind of like that, like, you know, I started from nothing and got here, and you just got everything handed to you, kind of thing, you
yeah,
know.
that's true. I didn't look at that that way, but I just like I said, I feel like Seth freaking Rollins deserves somebody better. Though, is it gonna be a great match? Sure, but it's gonna be how great is it gonna be? Because we have one guy who rehearses his match, and then we got one guy who calls it in a ring. So that's gonna be pretty fun. So I want to know if Seth freaking Rollins is gonna be telling Triple H, we're gonna call it in the ring, so he better listen to me. Or is Triple H gonna make Seth freaking Rollins, you guys gotta rehearse this match? So, you know, but I feel like with Seth freaking Rollins, we'll be able to tell, like, oh, this is rehearsed. You know.
You see some
So
crazy spots, you know. It's like just random, you know.
yeah, because Seth Rollins does crazy spots, but not all the time. Logan Paul does crazy spots all the time, but obviously because it's rehearsed. My question, is this a match that you think could main event WrestleMania?
No, it's not
No.
main event. I would say because it's Logan Paul, I probably see he probably get one, he probably get like third to the big, you know, third to main event. So it'll be like main event, pre-main event, and that show. But I don't think it's gonna be more than like the co-main event or the main event. Because I'm like, no,
Okay.
she's got better matches than that coming up than that, you know.
Me, I think with the right story behind it and the right buildup, they're just not the story behind it. It's not great. People, because that's because it's, oh, it's Logan Paul. And it's like, that should be enough, you know? And it's like, I guess. But I think it's a great opening match. I will say that. For an opening match, I feel like it would be great for WrestleMania. But yeah, main event, they have to have the right story, and the right story is obviously Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes. Well, I mean, besides the story, he is the Universal Champion. But for WrestleMania Night 1, or which I'm pretty sure Roman Reigns is going to main event WrestleMania Night 2. So for WrestleMania Night 1, I would say the Usos defending the tag team champion. The other one is Charlotte versus Rhea Ripley. What was the other one? Oh, damn. How did I forget? Me personally, The true main event, I think, for WrestleMania Night 1, John Cena versus Austin Theory. John Cena came back. How did we forget? We should have started off the show that way. Anyways, Big Daddy Cena is back to challenge Austin Theory. Bro, that promo, god damn, John Cena buried him. God damn, bro. I was just like, oh, okay. I forgot how good John Cena was, how great he was on the mic. He just like it, like he told the truth, like saying, you do not want this match. If I beat you, you fail. If you beat me, you fail. Because can you live up to the hype of beating John Cena at WrestleMania? Like, I was just like, bro, I'm like, I never really thought about that too. Cause I'm just like seeing, like, I want to see, first of all, I want to see John Cena back. You know, I want to see him wrestle again. And then obviously, I would love to see him face Austin Theory. And, but then I never really thought about that far ahead. Cause it's like, if Cena beats him, damn, he buried him. If Austin Theory beats Cena, it's going to be kind of like Corbin. Corbin beat Kurt Angle in his last match. He went straight up. He had opportunity at the Universal Champion. He had some main event matches, but that was only for what, 5 months? And then he just went down.
No, he's probably not gonna have. He'll probably be around. Who knows? He might go
Right.
back to NXT. Who knows?
Yeah. But Baron Corbin was the top heel at that moment. So right now, Austin Theory is the top heel, but in the mid card picture though, not in the main event. You know? So that's the only problem. But I honestly, John Cena should defeat Austin Theory at WrestleMania for the US title. If this is his last match, right? Let's just say this is his last match. Why not have him go on top? And then either he could either relinquish the title, vacate it. There could be a number one, you know, a tournament for the title, or John Cena could just lose to Austin Theory at WrestleMania Backlash. But I don't mind Cena losing to Austin Theory. I think if it's the main event, if Cena loses to Austin Theory, Cena should have the people go home happy. Like give Austin Theory an attitude adjustment, and then you know that way happy ending. So I
So,
don't
I have a
know.
question though.
Yeah.
So you're the selection, you said that John Cena should beat Austin Theory and he drops it. Do you think it gives the championship relevancy, or do you think it's gonna be like, oh, they're doing this again with the US title? Like, oh, they're just gonna make it like a throwaway belt. You know what I
No.
mean? No, you think it's gonna elevate the belt more because John
Yeah.
Cena's actually champion, and he's gonna do an open challenge on Raw and like
Because
hit, and he loses it that night, like right away.
I want to say no, because I would say, you know, kind of like, you know how Trish Stratus won the women's championship on her retirement match?
Yeah.
Like she won the title and then the next she re you know, she retired, so the title was vacated. So she retired as champion.
Okay.
So I would say do the same thing for John Cena. Have him win the WWE United States Championship, have him retire with the title, and then because if it, you know, and you could always come back for retirement.
Yeah.
But this
So
is more of a safety net in case you are done and if you don't end up coming back, you know, because he is getting older. And if he does decides to come back, you know, we know for sure it's not going to be a full-time career. It's going to be part-time.
So where would
So,
Austin Theory go from here then? He would just get the title back? He's like, okay, I got it back.
no, he'll win it back. But no, I will have Cena win the title, retire with the title. And if he decides to come back, come back. It's just more of a just in case you don't come back. Then you have your happy moment. Have Austin Theory. Have a tournament and then have, because Austin Theory is mad. Like this guy just beat me and then he just relinquishes the title just like it's nothing. Then he could use that to beat everybody in that tournament to win the title back and then he could try, you know, and then approve from that point. So I don't know. Because like I said, I feel like that's more of a safety net for Austin Theory because Austin Theory beating Cena, I just feel like that's, you know. Like you really have to step up the plate, you know? You really gotta take it to the next level if you defeat John Cena. So I don't know. But I guess we'll find out soon.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that's, I feel like that should be the main event.
Yeah, you can believe like WrestleMania is like 3 weeks away or something.
I
Like
know,
three,
right?
four. It's like wow.
You know what's the crazy part? I could be wrong on this part, but they haven't announced anybody to be inducted to the Hall of Fame, have they?
Batista, I think. Was he inducted
No.
last year?
He was inducted for 2020, but the pandemic start happened, so they didn't do one. And then they brought him back for 2021, but he denied it.
Okay.
So, and then they didn't ask him last year. And then, yeah, they, I don't think they ever, and
Wow.
yeah.
They're probably gonna announce something this upcoming week then. Usually 2 weeks before WrestleMania. They still announce it a
No,
month in
usually,
advance,
yeah,
no?
usually they announce it like 2 or 3 months in advance. Like
Who
they
do you like
did.
to see though? That'd be kind of cool. I like to see Great Muta. He retired.
Yeah.
Boom.
Ooh. I would
Yeah.
say obviously Batista's the obvious choice. I would say
Is Tara Wilson in the Hall of Fame?
yeah, I believe so. Yeah, I think so.
I think she deserves it. I just screw up with her. We're like, Tori, thank God.
Same way Michelle McCool deserves it.
Yeah.
Who else? I don't even know. Michelle McCool, Batista.
Great Muta.
Great Muta. Yokozuna. No, Umaga.
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 I mean,
Umaga.
they already made him a legend in 2K23, so why not just add him on, you know? Like it's gonna
Yeah.
they make this guy a legend in the video game, but like why just make him a Hall of Famer, you know?
But if they induct Umaga to the Hall of Fame, do you think that the Bloodline should win WrestleMania then?
Most likely I think they'll win
I
WrestleMania.
honestly think they are gonna win. I don't
Yeah.
think they're gonna drop the belt. I'm telling you, WrestleMania 40 is the place to do it.
Yeah.
So, GGG. Oh, man. What else is there to talk about, man?
What about the other matches? Charlotte versus Rhea Ripley. Are you excited about that one?
I am. I am. Not so. It's not the story. I'm just excited for the match, though. Do you think that could main event WrestleMania? Do you think it will? Because I mean, Rhea Ripley did win the Royal Rumble.
I would think, yeah. I mean, it's kind of hard now because I feel like so many match, like the lineup's getting better. Obviously, the only match I would think not main event is like Lesnar versus Almas or Paul versus Rollins. But the other ones we mentioned, like the Usos versus Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens,
Right.
Theory and Cena, there's 2 nights, so there's opportunities for that. It can even be co-main events. I
Yeah.
think they said they're going to be 5 matches total per night, so 10 matches in total. So I would think. If anything, I wouldn't have that match,
I would
like the
say
Charlotte versus
seven. I would say like six
seven.
or seven.
No, I heard it's gonna be like 5 each because I heard the roster was mad that they're gonna like limit the matches. So technically, it's supposed to be more matches, but Triple H wants to limit it, keep it special, I think he said. So it's gonna keep it like 5 and 5. So it might be more, but I might be wrong.
You know what I read the report too. They said that they're gonna have between 5 to 7 matches per show. They said that one show may have more because of a performance, like an artist that's gonna be performing a song.
Yeah.
But then they didn't even announce that either. Normally they'll do it like, oh, at WrestleMania, this person's gonna perform for us.
Yeah. They're just, I think they're keeping everything in the DL right now.
Or maybe they're keeping everything wrestling.
Yeah. Because
So,
I mean, I don't mind a concert, but do you want, I don't want, I'm, I want to see some wrestling.
yeah, exactly. It's WrestleMania. Nobody, I mean, it's a bittersweet if you like that artist,
I mean,
but I'm.
if it's a national anthem or the Star Spangled Banner, I get
Oh
that.
yeah,
But
well
like,
that's, yeah, that's different.
I think
Yeah.
they got disappointed from the last
Oh, Tom,
pay-per-view.
yeah, what's his name? Hardy, right?
Hardy, yeah, he
Oh
was
my,
not good.
I
I think
like
they're
his
like,
songs.
should we get this? Should we get a live performance at our wrestling show? Make the
Yeah.
artists look bad and us look like we're like, I don't even watch it. I honestly, well, I think I changed the channel or something when the
Yeah,
guy
the
was singing.
performance. I listen to his song. There's maybe three songs I really enjoy, but that performance was garbage. I was just like, damn, bro, I wanted to just because of those three songs, I'm like, damn, I want to listen to him live. And now I'm like,
Nope.
thank you, WWE. You saved me some money. Because I'm like, that performance was trash. Oh my gosh. Can you
Know.
imagine? Can you imagine being a fan of him?
You're
And
like,
then
damn, bro.
just being like, oh my gosh, he's gonna perform at the Royal Rumble, and then you see that trash, you just be like, damn, bro. Oh my gosh.
Think he just had stage fright or something, but yeah, I don't think that would be good for WrestleMania. Like, keep it for the national anthem or Star Spangled Banner. Have, like, I don't know, somebody that's really good at singing, and just be like, just sing this
It's
song, and
yeah,
we're good
it's
for the
because
night.
he's a country artist, but he does country slash rock music, and it's like, bro, no, stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not for you. You're not Kid Rock.
So I don't think they're gonna have a performance. I don't know. I wouldn't
Shoot.
after that. I'm like, you know what? We'll probably just keep this like
Well, then
just
I guess we should thank Hardy for that bad performance then.
yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Hardy. No more performance at pay-per-views.
So
So.
like we said earlier, maybe 5 to 7, right? So I would think I put Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte. I'll put its co-main event to night one or
So
night two.
remember the main event last year was Ronda Rousey versus Charlotte. Charlotte. Who was
Yeah.
champion last year? Was it Charlotte? Charlotte
I
was
think so.
champion. Yeah, she
Yeah.
was champion. She retained the title. That was the main event. But the closing show was the Kevin Owens show with Stone Cold Steve Austin that turned into a wrestling match.
Yeah.
So on paper, the main event is Charlotte versus Ronda Rousey. But obviously that wasn't a
Swerve.
yeah swerve. So technically, so there's a chance that Charlotte versus Rhea Ripley may be the main event.
Yeah.
I feel like the only way that would knock it down the card if the Usos face the Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
That's the only way I could see it.
I could see night one, it could be co-main events would be Usos, Sami Zayn, and versus Kevin Owens, and it'd be Charlotte versus Rhea, and then night two would be Cena, Theory, and Roman and Cody. Like, that's the co-main events. Well, obviously the main event would be Rhea and Charlotte and
Right.
Roman and Cody, but like it'll be like those four matches would be like the final, the main ones. Everything
Okay.
else I think would be in there, but like not, it'll be the beginning or the middle.
Right. I feel like Logan Paul, me, the way if I had the way to run it, then I'll put Seth freaking Rollins and Logan Paul in the opening match for WrestleMania Night One. The main event, I would do the Usos face Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. And then for night two, the opening match, I would do Gunther versus Drew McIntyre. Hopefully Sheamus is in the picture. But apparently it's just gonna be 1-on-1.
Oh,
I will have those two as the opening match. Then I would have
whoa, whoa, whoa. The IC title at WrestleMania?
it's
What?
my fantasy booking.
Oh, I thought
My fantasy booking.
that'd be
I'm just
crazy,
saying
though.
if because that's the rumor.
Oh, wow.
And then I'll have Cena and Austin Theory and then Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes. I would love to see Cena and Austin Theory main eventing, but if going based on storyline, I was like, I gotta go with the Usos, the bloodline, just because they have the best storyline. But if they were gonna have the bloodline, but if I had the opportunity, if I could have the bloodline and on night two, then I would have the main event be Austin Theory and John Cena for night one.
Okay.
Yeah. Because if it was something like it's like, nah, I'd rather have the bloodline in the same card, then I would do that. But Trish Stratus is back, teaming up with Becky and Lita to face Damage Control.
Ooh.
That's pretty like damn, all right, cool. It's gonna be a cool this is not, like honestly, there's some good
PLT, PLT,
BLT.
Becky, Lita,
Oh, Lita and Trish.
Trish.
Bacon, lettuce, and tomatoes.
Dude, that's like, dude,
That's
Lita. I'm surprised that it wasn't Becky, it wasn't Lita and Trish that won the tag team titles. It would have
could
been that
be.
way. I think they changed the. It's supposed to be like that night where it's supposed to be Lita and Trish winning the belts, but Becky and Lita won the belts. I'm like, oh, imagine if Trish and Lita, that's like our childhood, man.
Yeah.
Our teenage years. Oh,
You know
man.
what they could do is have Lita and Becky defend the tag team titles, but Becky is kayfabe injured, and Trish Stratus takes her spot.
Like a free bro to roll?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
And then Becky could just be like, hey, you know what? Since you won, you defended the tag team titles for us, you know, you're going to be champion for now. But there's rumors
Hopefully.
saying that Trish Stratus may turn heel.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But would I be kind of, isn't she retired? Wouldn't it be kind of like like a feel good moment that she just like helps him win and stuff instead of turning heel? Like, would she stay as a manager then, or what would she do? You know,
Oh
that's
no,
kind of
that's just the rumors.
okay.
I never knew that she was gonna come back and wrestle, to be honest.
Because Lita's gonna be in Indianapolis the week after WrestleMania. Because she's gonna be at a Squared Circle Expo in Indy. I might go. That'd be kind of cool. You could get on it. But Lita's advertised to be there, so I don't know. I don't know if it's
Interesting.
gonna be like she gonna be champion by then or what. You know.
So I found out that Gunther is going to be defending the IC title at WrestleMania.
Ooh. Oh
So
man.
that number one contender is, you know,
So
whoever wins
whoa.
that number one contender is going to face Gunther.
My brain
Gunther.
hurts. My brain hurts.
Let
Because wait a minute, you're
him
telling
let him chop you
me
to
wait.
get
You're telling me the tag team titles are gonna be defended at WrestleMania, the United States title is gonna be defended at WrestleMania, the IC title is gonna be defended at WrestleMania, both women's championships, right? At WrestleMania, pretty much both.
Yeah, both.
And the Universal and WWE Championship at WrestleMania. Am I missing anything, any other belts?
The tag team, but they're gonna be at WrestleMania though.
That's six championships at WrestleMania. I don't remember the last time I saw the IC title or the US title defend WrestleMania. Even last year, right? Was it defended at all?
Yeah, last time was WrestleMania 37.
Dude, that's,
Yeah.
you know, that's, people say, oh, it's a Vince McMahon thing. Like, Vince McMahon will not have six championships on the line, or seven, if you include the Universal
He'll
together.
do it on a regular pay-per-view, but he won't do it at WrestleMania.
But this is like crazy. Like, at WrestleMania, you have the IC title defended. I don't remember the last time. I think the IC title over the last 10 years though has that been defended on a pay-per-view, like what, like, or five, even the last 5 years, probably like three times total, four total
Possibly.
the last 3 4 years. But now you're telling me at WrestleMania you have the IC, the mid-card championships are defended. Usually they're like a few years, like the IC champion's not even at the show. He's
Sometimes
like,
it gets to the point where you're just like, wait, who's champion? You
exactly. So it's kind of, I'm
know?
glad they're doing that because they're actually making those titles relevant.
Right. And
Because
then
you have,
Gunther, he had a hell of a performance. Obviously, when Vince was in office, not so much. But then eventually it got to the point where he's like, oh my gosh, he's finally Triple H is letting him be himself. And
you want to bring that prestige back to those titles. The point of those titles is for you to be the next in line. If
right.
you just like, oh, I have the championship, and then you like lose it at like a random show, you know? At least if you're defending it, like Gunther versus McIntyre, you said, or no? You just, that's your booking, your fantasy.
That's the rumor and my
Okay,
fantasy
because I
booking.
would see Sheamus versus Gunther. That'll be like
That
the what
was
is
the
it
rumor
called?
too.
That's the, what's the thing called? Like the rubber match, right?
Yeah.
So rubber match to the Clash of the Castle, and then you have Cena versus Austin Theory, dude. Man, it's just, it's a good
Yeah.
time to be a WWE fan.
I really thought, yeah, because the rumor was Gunther was going to face Brock Lesnar. Then there was
Ooh.
Sheamus. And then there's Drew. And then the other one was a triple threat. He was going to face Sheamus and Drew McIntyre.
Dude, you can't lose on that one though. Like for me,
No.
I'm not gonna like leave, because compared to like Clash of the Castle, I was watching that match. I'm like, this is gonna be a bloody, this is gonna be a good match, like bloody
Yeah.
match, you know, like the British. But like, man, I would, it doesn't matter, any of the three guys if he faced, I would have been, obviously not Lesnar now, but like if it was, I'd be like, I ain't leaving my seat. I'm gonna stay right here watching
You know
it.
who would else would have been a good one for him? Bobby Lashley.
Ooh.
But Bobby Lashley is a heel. But if he
What
was
about like,
face,
what about
oh
let's see,
yeah,
that
and
one guy.
there's oh man, and there's still a lot of matches to be announced, to be honest.
Yeah.
We got the tag
Well,
team. We got Bobby Lashley and Bray Wyatt, which is oh my gosh.
He still got Edge. I think he's gonna probably face
Edge
Finn
and Finn
Balor.
Balor. We got Rey Mysterio and Dominic.
Ooh,
You know.
Dominus.
I don't know what the hell is going on with Ali and Dolph Ziggler, but maybe that could be a match at WrestleMania.
It could be a match or a pre-show match. Who
Yeah.
knows?
I love how they're having Ali trying to act similar to Seth freaking Rollins. It's like, dude, come on.
Ali's a he's a banger wrestler, bro.
Yeah, he
He
is,
trains
but
in Chicago, bro.
not the wrestling part. I'm saying
Oh
the
no.
gimmick.
Oh,
Yeah,
okay.
the gimmick, it's too similar to Seth freaking Rollins. It's like, come on, man. You guys clearly don't know what to do with this guy.
Yeah.
So he wants to be released, but I mean, I don't understand why they can't. I mean, they gave him so many different gimmicks, and it's just he doesn't hit a home run with it though.
And
So
Asuka versus Belair, right?
yeah, that match has already been announced.
Yeah, there's a lot of matches, man. I feel like I don't need. So I have a question. So there's gonna be so many matches, right? Right now, because I think we've talked about it already. Which wrestler do you see coming out of WrestleMania is gonna be like, the carrying the like the torch? You think it's gonna be? Oh, we didn't talk about Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes. You think that match is gonna carry, win or lose? You think Cody Rhodes is gonna like continue like being like a main eventer? Obviously, right? Because that's why they want to keep him around,
I
because like,
just
oh
don't think,
well,
yeah, I don't think he should win the title. That's the
no,
only
not
thing.
yet.
Not yet. I think it's too soon.
No,
Is
I
it
want
if
to.
it would it be a bad thing? No, it would not be a bad thing. I just think it's too soon. I feel like the build up, do something. How come they, it's just the thing is, how is it okay? Because I want Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns next year at WrestleMania. How is it that they could do this whole build up for The Rock and Cena once in a lifetime, but then next year's WrestleMania they have a rematch? Why can't they do that for Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns? Cody Rhodes was out for half of a year. Now, if he loses, start all over. Win all these pay-per-views, win all these matches, and then win the Royal Rumble again. And then, repeat history, but hopefully this time the outcome is different. And that gives Roman Reigns another year of being WWE champion, another year of being Universal champion. And then another year of adding towards, the whole longest reign of being champion. So, and also it's WrestleMania 40. It's the 40-year anniversary of WrestleMania. Why would you not want to drop? Do they have something? Do they have big plans for next year already that we don't know? I feel like Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes too will be best at WrestleMania 40. So,
And we'll be
like
there
it,
probably.
yes, that
I
too.
don't
Also, if Cody Rhodes wins, what's next? Same thing. It could be the same thing for Roman Reigns, but Roman Reigns could take time off.
Yeah, but then you want to keep the titles, like, you want your champion on television. Like, that's why I think Cody has these all these people he can face. Imagine him versus AJ Styles when AJ Styles comes back. Imagine him versus like Seth Rollins. Oh, Seth Rollins, they face each other. But let's see, Matt Riddle comes back. Austin Theory, Gunther. That was at the Rumble. Remember that? That'd be a good like brother match if they had a match. Jimmy and Jay, because, oh, you defeated my cousin, I'm gonna destroy you.
Do you
Jay.
think Jay should defeat Roman Reigns?
Jay, no, I don't think he should. I think it should
If
be it'll be his long storm.
if you do like oh my gosh,
Long
long
term
term
booking.
booking, next year's WrestleMania, do you think you could see Roman Reigns versus Jey Uso?
Yeah. Because it feels like the only reason why Jey Uso fell in line with Roman Reigns because of like, that storyline they had before where like, Roman Reigns just destroying Jey Uso and then attacking Jimmy Uso. And like I said earlier, like the only reason why he's probably trying to defend his brother, or he's sticking around the bloodlines to defend his brother Jimmy against getting destroyed by Roman Reigns. But we forget that Solo is also their brother too. It's a brother, so it's kind of like, do I want to feed my brothers to the wolf, to the alpha wolf Roman Reigns, or do I want to like keep protect them? And like, just okay, I'll fall in line with you, but in reality, I kind of don't want to be here,
But there's also a chance that, money in the bank is not far from,
Okay.
yes, it's going to be in the UK. It's also, it's not far along for Money in the Bank. So there's a chance that maybe Jey Uso wins the Money in the Bank briefcase.
And then live from Detroit, Michigan, us at SummerSlam. He cashes it in.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
So much wrestling, man.
So much, so much. But unfortunately, we are out of time. So, sexy ever. Take us home, baby.
All right, listeners and viewers, this will be it for this episode. I am Ever, and this is Ian.
And we are out.
Bye, guys.
Do-do-do!